seems like our desires have come true. We're going to Karbala to meet my mom. Then we're going to walk all the way to Karbala to see him, I would say. MashaAllah. Imam Hussein was so, so happy. I'm thinking that so much people love the Imam a lot that they can walk for him.
There's so many people. It's amazing to see how many people love Imam Hussein and want to walk for him. When I reach Karbala, I'm going to be very happy. Really tiring and my legs are aching.
I can't believe it when I see the Haram, both of the Harams. They're so beautiful and I can't believe that I'm actually standing in front of Imam Hussein right now.
All the pain's gone and it just fades the moment you see the Zari and you kiss it and touch it, you forget everything else in the world.
On the 18th of December 2013, Mahdi and I, Libiha, stood in the queue to check into Iraq.
We're really, really excited because we're going to Najaf to see Imam Ali, and then we're going to walk all the way to Karbala to see Imam Hussein and Hazrat Abbas, and we're really excited. It's a dream come true.
Well, we're walking through the airport with our trolleys and I know I look really calm, but really inside I felt so eager. I literally just wanted to jump on the plane and head off there right that minute. And all I was thinking that time was, in a few days and in a few minutes, I'm going to be in Karbala.
I'm really excited because he stood up for our rights and he gave up his life for Islam. So I can't believe it.
My sister and I were standing in the queue waiting for our turn. It was quite difficult. We wanted to be in Iraq. We wanted to be in the land of Hussein. While we were waiting, we reflected on ourselves and we were thanking Allah because He has given us this opportunity to meet the Holy Prophet's grandson. Seeing the old and young waiting in the queue to visit our imams is such a blessing, as the 40th is the Shia Muslim observance, which occurs 40 days after the day of Ashura. It commemorates the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, the son of our first Imam, the grandson of the Holy Prophet. The 40th falls on the 20th day of Safar. The time flew by, and within hours we became in Iraq. We have landed on Najaf. Alhamdulillah, our journey begins.
MashaAllah, Imam Hussein was so, so happy to see so many of his lovers and his followers walking towards him like this. And I just can't believe it. I started crying just like that.
I was expecting many people, but not this many people, and the whole city is like covered people and flags, and it's just amazing. I am so happy to be here. I can't wait till tomorrow. I made some flags and I will be carrying them on the way, and I will walk and show Imam Hussein how much I love him, just like all the people you see here. But from now on, I'm always going to be thankful to Allah, no matter
I get home, I will make a scrapbook of all my memories here, and I will treasure it forever. And every time I get angry or upset or anything, I'll look at that scrapbook and remember how my mom was saying, strive, and we should be just like him. And I'll be patient with him and always thankful.
Oh my Mawla Ali, oh my Mawla Hussein, how I wish and I pray to be near you again. Let me take you to Najaf, to my first Imam, to the tomb of the greatest Imam of Islam. Let me take you to Najaf, to my first Imam, to the tomb of the greatest Imam of Islam, and to Masjid al-Kufa, where you will see the place the assassin struck Mawla Ali. Oh my Mawla Ali, oh my Mawla Hussein, how I wish and I pray to be near you.
We were going on the bus ride. Namaz was almost behind the Qaza, so we had to stop and pray Namaz. So we stopped here and we came down and there was a tent here. We went inside to pray Namaz. And I just saw how amazing it is. They did wudu there and then they prayed on the ground, and after that they gave us some of this roti and green leaves.
This is the tent we prayed in. Women were making sandwiches and providing us with food. They made sure the visitors of Hussein have all eaten and are comfortable before making their way to Karbala. After we came out, I saw a crowd and I didn't know what was really happening. So I went closer and I saw that lots of people were giving out chai to people. I went to try it and I felt really warmed up, and I was so happy to see it, that these people are serving the visitors of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Oh my God, when I went out, I was waiting for my dad and then he came, and then I went with him to do wudu. It's very hard for people to do wudu over there because it's very you have to kneel down and there's sandy floors and everything. But I did it, and I got to, when I prayed namaz, we prayed outside and with everybody else, when I finished, I went to eat the food and it was so yummy. I loved it. And then I was coming back and then I just drank some tea and then I loved it so much that I wanted more and more and more, but I couldn't have more. So my mom said, we'll get more. When we went to Karbala. It's so amazing. People, they love their mom so much that they give us free food and tea and everything. It's very nice of them. That's how much they love the Imam. And again, so I want to give some food to other people that are walking for Imam.
The night was rushing in. We were still making our way to Najaf so we could visit Imam Ali alayhi salam. Even though it was getting darker and colder, people continued to walk. In Najaf, we will be visiting Imam Ali, our first Imam. Many people are walking from different cities. It has become a big tradition to visit Imam Ali before walking to Karbala.
When I was walking to the shrine, I was like, can't wait till I get there so that I can actually see the shrine of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and then I'll be able to touch it, and then I wouldn't believe that I would actually be there. And how is it going to be? What is going to happen? I just couldn't wait.
When I was in the Sahel, I looked up and I saw the glorious shrine and I started crying. It was unbelievable that I was actually standing there, and I pinched myself just to make sure this was all true. I couldn't control myself. I was so, so happy, and it was amazing. Well, we came out of the rooms and we came downstairs in the hotel, and before we started walking, the group leader started like talking and telling us about how it was going to be. They told us that we're going to be walking poles, kind of like traffic lights, but there was poles and they were numbered.
Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad salawat.
Basically, altogether there are 1,400 poles. We measuring the way we walk in poles, and there's 1,400 altogether. Now, today our goal is to reach pole 315. We walk 3 kilometers in an hour, and we will be like stopping every 50 minutes, okay. 50, and taking a break for 10 minutes.
We just started the walk, and our aim is to go to pole 315. And I hope I can walk at least up to that for the day. And I hope I can walk the whole journey.
Tell me, Nabiha Mahdi, how long have you been walking now?
Only half an hour.
Okay, how has it been so far?
Well, it's been a bit hard and our legs are hurting. But we still have a while to go and today we have to be patient and we have to be strong.
I'm holding my flag as high as I can for everyone to see. And walking on my 2 feet. This reminds me of Hazrat Abbas, as he was holding the flag the whole way to Karbala.
There's so many people, it's amazing to see how many people love Imam Hussein and want to walk for him. It's a way of showing love to Imam Hussein, but it's also showing we have freedom because a long time ago there was a cruel leader here in his name was Saddam, and he wouldn't allow this kind of walk and protest. He wouldn't like it because he was just so bad. And this is a way to show that Shia, they love Imam Hussein so much. And since we're free, we can do what we want. We want to show our love for Imam Hussein and express it in every possible way.
Many people surrounded us. The old, young, walking in push or wheelchairs. I am thankful to Allah that I am walking, holding my sister's hand. The 40th marks an important turning point in the movement of Karbala. This day, which is no less important to the day of Ashura, for many reasons. The prime being that the Ahlul Bayt reached the land of Karbala on this day and performed the visitation of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the loyal family and friends who gave their life to the cause of Islam.
Lots of free food and drinks and water along the road. People are just serving to all of the people who are walking. Because we are the Zawaris of Imam Hussein. And they want to feed us and it's nice to see. It's very nice. Nice and hot and everything. It's nice to have some tribe for walking for so long. And straight after this, we are going to continue walking.
After our small stops and refreshments, we would continue walking to the Haram of Imam Hussein and the Hazrat Abbas. Thousands of people are making their way from all around Iraq, and people like us have come from different countries to march towards Karbala.
It's only been about 2 hours and there's loads more to come. It's going to be a long walk and we're going to be patient for 3 days. But we're doing it for a month, so it's a little worth it. It's been very tiring. We just sat down for a little while because our legs were really aching. I can't believe it. I've been walking for nearly 2 hours and we have to catch up with our group because they're far away.
You'll be able to finish the walk?
Yes.
I'll be able to finish the walk.
We just reached the polls, and since we have to reach poll 315, and we need a lot of energy, we bought candy floss that was being sold on the streets, and we are so far on poll 13. At poll 20 we will take a rest, and then we will carry on until we reach poll 315. And we have to keep our energy up and
we'll
be patient as well.
Is it nice?
Yeah, it is. I love candy floss. Well, yesterday we rested at 300, then we walked 15 more, and we reached 315, the camp. We saw our group flag, and we went inside. Now, we went into the back area of this big building, and there was some tents there. Inside the tent, there was a ladies' tent and a men's tent. We went inside the ladies' tent, and the whole room was filled with people sleeping and things. We could hardly move. We tried to sleep in the middle. At the end, they arranged an extra mattress for us. And we found some spaces to sleep in. And it was really hard to get out because in the middle of the night I needed to go to the washroom and we had to step over so many people. It was really, really hard to sleep in that place. And when we got back and then I woke up in the morning and we got out and then we started walking again.
How has it been walking, Madi?
It's been a little hard, but today it's been kind of easy. We took a little rest at the tent, so it'll be easy walking over here. We're in between Najaf and Karbala, and I'm really happy that I walked all the way. It was yesterday, when my leg was really hurting so much, but I still didn't want to take a break. It was really hard for me to walk then. But today it might be even harder because we have to walk 700 poles. Yesterday we had to walk 315. It's going to be hard. Tomorrow is the last day and it's been really hard and quite painful. And there's been lots of times where I thought I can't do it anymore and I can't walk another step. But I kept remembering the reason I'm doing this and kept praying to Hajjat Abbas and to Imam Hussein to help me. And which is why I've come so far. And I'm not gonna stop now.
How much more to go?
We are today on pole 463. Today our goal is 1,042, so we still have about 500 more to do. We're only halfway. Yesterday we walked about 11 hours. Yesterday we achieved our goal, and I'm sure we'll do it again today. And then tomorrow we only have 400 more to do, and we will have reached Karbala. And when I see the site of Imam Hussein's Haram, I'll forget my pain and everything, and know this whole thing was worth it. And I'll feel so happy. We are so today. It's really easy to walk. And it started out very cold. Then it's become a little tiny woman. And I literally got gloves already. And a few hours ago, we saw saw a statue of Imam Hussein holding Aliyah.
Are you happy you're doing this?
Really happy.
What are you looking forward to the most?
When we get to Karbala and then I see Imam Hussein's haram.
I just keep on walking and no matter how tired I am, I just try and then I get better and then it's like I've already took a rest but I haven't. And I just keep on going on. I just love Imam Hussein so much. He gives me so much strength to walk to.
When we saw the flag of sectarianism, I asked Mama what that meant and she said it means no differentiating between Shias and Sunnis. And she said that she was going to sign it and I said I was going to sign it as well because we saw lots of Sunni people walking as well and we decided that if Sunnis are walking as well, they must also love Imam Hussein very much. And why does it make a difference if they're Sunnis or Shias? If they love Imam Hussein, if they love Islam, then why does it matter?
My feet, my legs are all in pain. But when I see all these people around me, the pain just goes. Alhamdulillah, I'm walking.
Starting was a bit difficult because there was no poles or anything to help. It was just 3 hours of straight walking. That was quite hard, but at the end, it was really painful and but I just kept going and going and I think that last bit where I was counting every single pole until 3:15 was the most challenging bit. The horses are not that good. Some are east, most of the toilets are east toilets. Some of them are west toilets. They're kind of disgusting. The washroom, it was really dirty and quite hard. But I guess we're just going to have to be patient and deal with it all. We've got one more day and I'm counting all the poles until Karbala. In London, I have so many nice facilities. Like, I have a comfy bunk bed, 2 sofas in my living room, TV and anything. Here, we've been walking. I've visited some tents that people have been living in. They make their own food, whatever they have. The little girls, they fetch water and bring it. They do wuzu without water. They drink without water. It's a very simple tent, so I've never really been so happy with the facilities I have. But during this walk, every chair and small sofa that I'd see, I've like appreciated so much. And I realized I have such nice things. People don't have as much as me and I should really appreciate all that I have. When I am walking and I feel so tired I can't even move, my mom and my dad, they tell me that to pray to Imam Hussein and to Hazrat Abbas. Hazrat Abbas is Bab al-Hawaij. And they tell me that when you walk, that so many angels pray for you and that when you get there, Imam Hussein will welcome you and he will be so happy to see you. And I think about that and when that goes through my head, I get the strength in my legs and start walking again.
The people continue giving out fruit, sweets, tea and water to all the visitors.
Our group leader, his name is Habib. When me and my brother were really cold and tired and we were walking, he came to us and he started talking to us. He told us that with every step we take, an angel comes behind us and prays to Allah to give us strength. And he told us some names of Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahim.
whole tour, and he told us we should try and apply these things to our lives. He told us that none of our friends, maybe one or two, maybe none, can come here and do this. And we are so lucky to have this opportunity to walk for Imam Hussein and become the Zawaris of Imam Hussein and Imam Ali. He told us that when he came here 25 years ago, when he was only a 5-year-old child, and the first time he saw the Haram of Imam Hussein and the Haram of Imam Ali, that whenever he closes his eyes, he gets that picture in his head. And soon we're going to experience that and remember it as something that will change our life forever, and it will be in our minds and hearts forever. I'm looking forward to just going to the Haram of Imam Hussein in Hazrat Abbas and praying to them and seeing them, being close to them.
I don't normally walk a lot, so this was kind of hard for me. And on the second day, I was in a lot of pain because the night before we had done a lot of walking.
Are you gonna give up?
When I found out I was gonna walk like 700 poles, I didn't know how I was gonna do it. But I reminded myself what was my objective on the first day, still my objective on the second day, and will still be my objective on the third day. I'm doing this for Imam Hussein, and that's where I'm going to reach. And I set off, and I tried to be strong, keeping that thing in mind. In the second day, when they said we're going to walk 700 poles, I'm like, oh my God, because I would seriously not be able to do that. My legs would actually fall off. I said, I'm going to do it, even though it's so hard. I really want, I'm serious. My mom said I was the one which was encouraging everybody, because when my sister, my mom and my dad said that they wanted to take a little bus just for a little while to get there, to not walk because they were really tired, I said no, I didn't want to do that. I said that I wanted to walk the whole way. But then I was so tired, but we still never took the bus. We woke up to a beautiful smell. They're preparing breakfast. The third day, we are very close to the shrine. Only a few more poles. We should be getting there in a couple of hours.
They can take everything.
When we reached Karbala, we were all desperately searching for a sign of the Haram. In the trees in the distance, I could see something yellow. We walked closer and we could see the Haram. And when I saw it, I couldn't believe myself. I started crying, and I stood there for a second and just imagined that I finally completed my walk. I've seen the Haram of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and I'm here.
It feels just so special even if you're just standing outside, and it just feels so amazing that that wall can, all the pain's gone and it just fades the moment you see the Zuri and you kiss it and touch it. You forget everything else in the world, and that's all you want, that's where you want to be. Before entering the Zuri room, I thought I should pray to Imam Hussein because I'm about to touch a Zuri, and I was thinking lots of things, but when I went in there and saw the Zuri, I couldn't think of anything. I didn't know what to ask, what to say, because I have so much, and I was so happy that I just went in there and started crying. I didn't want to leave that place. I wanted to just stay there for the rest of my life. It was a little hard, but I thought that I wanted to walk for Imam Hussein. So I'm so tired, why shouldn't I just take a bus? But then I remembered that I want to walk to Imam Hussein because I really want to walk to him because he's my imam and I love him so much. And I tried to encourage my family to walk, and it wasn't that hard for me. I didn't get any blisters I didn't get hurt or anything. And I was so happy that I did it. It's been a real change to my life, something I've never experienced before. But what I learned is that, well, in London we have so much facilities, so many things, and here you don't realize, you're not thankful for everything you have until here you come and see it's so different, but it's so amazing and you're so lucky. And I've learned that you got to be patient and you've always got to be thankful, and from now on I'm always thankful for everything. He gave up his life for Islam. If he didn't fight or anything, then we wouldn't be here. I can't believe it when I see the Haram. Both of the Harams, they're so beautiful, and I can't believe that I'm actually standing in front of Imam Hussein right now. You might think it's difficult, it is, but when you reach the Haram, you'll be like so happy. You wouldn't actually believe it, that you actually walked the whole way. You might feel all the pain, but then when you reach there, all the pain goes away, and then you just start a new life with all, and all your bad deeds go away, and you can start a new life and get a nice life. Come to